Hello, everyone. This is Craig with Craig Kim Networking. How you doing? Thank you so much for being here. I truly, truly appreciate it. So last week, we talked about a mindset item in networking, and that was the relationship has to come first. Talked about why that is, you know, and a lot of times it's because in networking, that may be the only thing that comes out of it. There may be no referral, you know, no referral ever made. And we talked about why that's okay. Not everyone's going to be a home run. So this week, we're going to talk about an action item, and we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on it simply because I think it's self-explanatory, but often overlooked, and I do feel it's important enough to spend a few minutes on it, and that is be useful, or aka be helpful, or offer to be useful or to be helpful, and sometimes that's all it takes. Being willing to help, showing that you're willing to help is often equated with somebody you would want to get to know. If somebody's willing to help, they're telling you the kind of person they are. Now, they may have in the back of their head, hey, I want to get a referral out of this, and that's fine. That's why you're networking. So yeah, it may be that, but they may just be the type of people that they're just helpful. And that's not, those aren't bad people to know. I think... I think a lot of times people are afraid to, let me take a step back. I've had that conversation with people, God bless them. They know themselves and they're not afraid to admit it and say it out loud. I said, like, I didn't want to offer help because I didn't want to be taken up on it. So, I don't know where to go with all that, but I just think that's kind of funny. But also realize it's not always, people aren't always asking you to move a couch, when you're offering to be helpful, it can be, it may be around networking and giving referrals, but it can be kind of whatever that person needs. If you want to build a relationship with them, just being available, for kind of anything. It's great. Now, typically, it's not like, hey, can you help me move a couch or, can I have a kidney? It's nothing, typically manual labor and surgery is not part of the deal, but who knows? Maybe it will be. And then that's up to you whether you help or not. But typically it's along the lines of, hey, keep me in mind, say, hey, how can I help you? They say, hey, keep me in mind. Tell your friends about me. When you hear a conversation or you're involved in a conversation with somebody who says, hey, I would like to, this is what I do. Just keep me in mind. I might be able to help them. And that's typically the extent of it. And I got to say, from the number of referrals that I've given or that I've received, but definitely, obviously the ones that I've given, it feels really good to be able to call up somebody that you have a relationship with, that you're friendly with, a friend perhaps, chances are they are, and say, hey, listen, I think I got somebody for you. I think I got something cooking for you. And can I make the intro? And when that happens, let me tell you, there's something to it. I mean, it's like one of those things that giving is the, kind of the best gift. And that's, that's the feeling that I know that I get. And I know other people share that same view. But anyway, that's really it. I just wanted to talk about that. Like I said, important enough to talk about for a few minutes. It is overlooked, but something we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on. I want you to get out there and be useful to somebody. That's all I got for you. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.